The National Park Service says faulty information on a website was partially to blame for a devastating fire in New Mexico last year. Park Service employees started a controlled burn that exploded into a major forest fire and left more than 400 families homeless. The report concludes that a breakdown in policy and procedures, rather than negligence, led to the fire. But that conclusion already is being challenged, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
The Cerro Grande fire began on May 4th last year as a scheduled prescribed burn in the Bandelier National Monument near Los Alamos, New Mexico. But due in part to high winds, the fire quickly jumped its boundaries and swept into Los Alamos. The town and its famous nuclear weapons lab had to be evacuated, and in the end, more than 200 buildings were destroyed. At the time, New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson asked the question on many people's minds.
Why there was a burn during extreme droughts, extreme fire hazard conditions, and not only that, but a prognosis for high winds.
Shortly after the fire, then Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt released a preliminary report on the incident, which laid much of the blame on Park Service personnel. Now, a year later, a Park Service Board of Inquiry has issued its more complete take on the Cerro Grande fire. According to Karen Wade, director of the Park Service's Intermountain region, the report found that none of the five principal people involved in starting the prescribed burn should be fired or suspended.
It also found that while there were some errors in judgment made on the part of some of these individuals, none of their actions were arbitrary, capricious, or unreasonable in light of the information they had prior to the burn.
That includes Roy Weaver, the former superintendent of Bandelier, who was suspended by Babbitt and later retired. Karen Wade says the report details a breakdown in the system used to determine when it's safe to conduct a controlled burn. In particular, she says there was a mistake on the Park Service webpage that officials used to score the fire danger level on the day in question.
Had the scoring been proper, they might not have ever lit the fire to begin with.
Wade has ordered that two of the five principals receive extra training and one undergo recertification. Tougher punishment, she says, could do more harm than good.
Wildland fire is a dangerous business. If we were to punish people who were playing within the rules, then it would have a real chilling effect on our ability to find people to do this work.
Not everyone is satisfied with the report's findings. The Democratic congressman for the Los Alamos area, Tom Udall, calls the findings disturbing.
Basically, with this big mistake we have out there, we're talking about a couple of people taking a few more classes. That's what it is in terms of discipline. I don't know that that's going to go down very well with my constituents.
Udall says he'll ask the new Interior Secretary, Gail Norton, and perhaps a congressional committee to review the report. In Los Alamos, Mark Bentley, who runs local talk radio station KRSN, also expects residents to find the report frustrating.
I think they wanted somebody who would be held accountable specifically for what happened, rather than it being a nebulous, gee, the policies and the procedures were erroneous and faulty, and they wanted to be able to put a face to it.
But at least the government has already met the most tangible need of Los Alamos residents. Congress is paying for the reconstruction of lost and damaged homes. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.